Yeah,
it's Queen Ox on the beat. Jesus on the wall, I'm in the passenger seat. Jesus, his name said Trim Magnifique. Did you catch that? Yo, I think I'm gonna have to repeat. It's Queen Ox on the beat. Jesus on the wall, I'm in the passenger seat. Jesus, his name said Trim Magnifique. Nobody can compete. Nobody can compete. His name's so sweet, 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 sweet.
The most high, the most high. This is KAYTFM
88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport,
K223BI
98.9 Monroe West Monroe,
K255BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB and KQJOFM
99.3 St. Joseph Louisiana, Natchez Mississippi,
and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
I'm reminded of my dollars rearing. They say, is there anything good in Bontum? I came out of a slum infested community. Is there anything good that's going to come out of South Dallas? I came out of a place hooked between two projects. Is there anything good? And God is saying to you, don't let the world dictate your potential. The Lord, let the Lord determine who you will be. Let the Lord describe who you are. Or who you can be.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the world influence and predict what you are going to become. For I can honestly say, without reservation, I can see nurses, I can see attorneys, I can see scientists, I can see engineers right in this church.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I see your potential.
Yes, sir.
Don't let the world say you're not good enough.
Amen.
Right. Antioch,
yes, sir.
We need to focus on the way God sees us.
Yes.
Let those words of faith, those words of encouragement, those words of strength, let the seed of faith be planted in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah.
Because I once wanted to be an attorney and a doctor. I wanted to be something more, but I went to school and I became an educator, but God had another plan for me. God saw my direction before I saw my path, but God knew my path and he knew my direction. And God was allowing me to blossom, and I say the words that I'm giving you, let it blossom in your life into the character that God has planned for you. I know the plans I have for you. The world may laugh and criticize you now, but an ugly duck turned into a swan. My brothers and sisters, in that third chapter of 1 John, John called us to fellowship. And then he called us to know Jesus. It was the Apostle Paul who said the same call of fellowship when he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sacrifice, being made conformable unto his death. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. Then Paul went on to say in verse 11 to state, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. And he, knowing Jesus, opened the door to a present experience of resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
You missed it.
Knowing Jesus, knowing to know him, knowing Jesus opened the door to the present experience of resurrection power.
Yes, sir.
And resurrection power means that we are brought from death to life by the resurrecting power of God Almighty.
Yes, yes.
The same power.
Yeah.
Which got Jesus up from the grave.
Right.
The same resurrection power. But how? Can the church say how?
Yeah.
How?
But how can we tell if we know him?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to ask. Part of our problem is that we can be confused by the different meaning of the word know.
Yeah, yeah.
For instance, I know that, which means I have gained information. I know Henry, which means, or which could express friendship or simply ability to identify a person in a crowd. I know Plato, which probably is a claim of understanding his philosophy.
Yeah.
I know what you mean can even be an expression of sympathy.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I feel your pain. Mm-hmm. What then, my brothers and sisters, does it mean to know Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Here the Greek word used here, knowing him, is he noko. And he noko means grasping the full reality and nature of an object under consideration.
Mm-hmm.
He noko.
Okay.
Means grasping the full reality, not partially, but grasping the full reality and nature of an object under consideration. Jesus is telling you to know him, to know me.
Yeah.
You have to grasp or hold on to me. You've got to grasp me. Like the woman with an issue of blood who broke through the crowd to grab hold to the hem of his garment, Jesus said, to know me, you gotta grab hold to me. When you grab hold to something, you are holding on to it. And the Lord is simply saying, when you hold on to me, you are holding on to the source of life.
Yes, sir.
And when you hold on to the source of life, the Lord says, I have all that you need when you need it and when you desire to have it. But you've got to grab hold to the source. Part of our problem today is that we're grabbing on to all kind of other sources. We're grabbing on to all of these idol gods in our lives. All these things that are separating us from the Lord. But we need to grab hold to the source of our strength. For the Lord is the source of our strength. He is our all in all. He is what we need, when we need it, how we need it, and why we need it. The Lord said, you have got to know me. You have got to know me. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is asking us the question, do you really know me? Do you really know him? Do you know him as Lord and Savior? Do you know him as Deliverer? Do you know him as Redeemer? Do you know him as the Alpha, the Omega, the First, and the Last? Do you know him? Sometime, people claim to know him, but are unresponsive to his word.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes people claim to know God, but are unresponsive to his word and his way of life.
Yes, God.
The enemy knows God. The enemy knows the Lord.
Yeah.
But the enemy is unresponsive to his word and to his way.
Yeah, yeah.
You missed it.
Yeah.
You can know him, but not be responsive to his word.
Yeah.
Yes,
the enemy knows him, and he's unresponsive to his word.
Yeah.
But the Lord is simply saying, if you know me, you need to be responsive to my word and to my way of life.
Yes, sir.
I can say I know him and live like the devil.
Yeah.
The devil know him and he's living like he wanna live.
Yeah.
But the Lord says to know me is a change of life. To know me is changing who you are. To know me, you don't act the way you used to act. You don't talk the way you used to talk. You don't live the way you used to live. The Lord says when you know me, there is a change in you.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters,
yeah.
A person may possess accurate information about God and may be able to debate all points of theology. A person may be able to memorize all the Bible and regularly be in church, but unresponsive to God's voice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Unresponsive.
Yes,
sit in church every Sunday and act like the devil.
Yeah.
Sit in church every Sunday on boards and meetings and staff and be unresponsive to God's word.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know him and not follow him, you really don't know
him.
Yeah,
know him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
First John 2, 3 and 6 say, by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When we think about God's law, God's law is his standards. God established them for us as a barrier.
Yes, sir.
There, it's like that tree that was planted in the midst of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
God said, Adam, Eve, I've given you dominion over everything, but here is my standard.
Yeah.
Here is my barrier. I give you authority over everything that I created, but here is my standard. Do not eat of this.
Yeah.
The commandment is God's standard.
Yes,
the laws, he's saying, here is the way I desire for you to live. You can't get outside of them and please me.
Yes, sir.
And so when we walk against God, we shut aside and move those standards out of the way.
Yes,
what God did was so significant is that he said, under my laws and my standards, you can't be saved.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jesus said a new commandment, love God and your neighbor.
Yeah, yeah.
Grace, God's unmerited favor, God's insurmountable supply of goodness was given to you and I so that we could have eternal life. My brothers and sisters, one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keep his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him, all to himself, to walk in